I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. After a very dry January, much of Colorado has seen more snow in the last couple of weeks. Snowpack statewide is above average at 116%, and while that plays an important role in reducing drought, experts say the state is far from drought-free. Meteorologist Rich Tinker is with the National Weather Service.
It's really hard to forecast, so I wouldn't say good shape. You'd rather not have any drought anywhere. But there's no reason to be too pessimistic yet.
Latest report says nearly half of Colorado is still experiencing moderate or severe drought. Last year at this time, about a quarter of the state had extreme drought conditions. Research shows gun sales in Colorado have dropped for the third consecutive year, and experts suspect a correlation to which political party is leading the country. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation conducted over 335,000 background checks in 2019. That's a 1.4% decrease compared to the year before. Department officials say the state does not track the number of firearms sold, so background checks are used to calculate totals. Experts say data suggests sales tend to increase under Democratic presidents and decrease under Republican leadership. Experts also say legislation at both the state and federal level can also affect sales. Colorado College is marking the construction of Robeson Arena tomorrow with a groundbreaking ceremony. The facility is one of two downtown multi-purpose sports venues planned as part of the Colorado Springs City for Champions initiative. Space will eventually host all CC hockey home games, but also other events. The venue is expected to open next year. Colorado College is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.